Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70.
We have our next guest. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I'm Vishal Velady. I'm a former team member and now mentor of the FRC team 5276, Edgar Allan Holmes.
A team that we've had the pleasure of seeing from inception through now, which is a lot of fun. How long were you on the team?
For 3.5 years. I wasn't officially on the team the first year, and I didn't go to the regional, but I did go to meetings and help. So actually 4 years now since I'm a mentor. I just mentored last year, and then I'm passing my knowledge down to the kids.
Which is obviously an important part of the the first process, is that accumulated knowledge, which is why alumni staying involved in FIRST is so important. So we're glad
we even have
are.
Alumni. If you remember him, Miller Bacon, he Skypes us sometimes and then helps the kids out. And when we're at UCF, Logan Boudreau, he came over to our pits just unannounced and he started helping us. And he was there. He came to our hotel even.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's the community that builds within FIRST is great. you don't necessarily see that kind of, I'm just here. Let's get to work.
And so then you can still, very apply the knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody's like, yeah, come help. Great. Come on.
And I really wanted to do that because me, Logan, and Miller were the three, main engineers. And we did the CADing and most of the building.
Okay.
And then we would tell the kids, the other students, what to do. So then we left, and there was, a skill gap. So I had to provide them with the knowledge.
Well, that's great. What have you done? Other than obviously mentoring the team, what else are you doing post?
So actually I'm an intern now at the library and I help manage the workshop in the library. It's mainly a wood workshop now. And then we also have sewing, crocheting and all the knitting, all that on one side also.
Okay.
And, it's all free to the community. Anyone can come do it. And I'm there a lot of the times to help people come in, do whatever projects they want. Like our one policy is you can make whatever you want as long as it fits through the door.
Nice.
Fair enough. And
I've also been getting, it's not fully 100% yet, but this internship at EMS, Electromechanical Solutions.
Okay.
And they told me I would be able to come on board once they have more of a workload. And Jay Johnson, he's hopefully my new boss, and he shows promise, and I really hope that I can work there. It's a CNC shop, and they also have laser cutting, and they also have manual tools, manual mills and all that, because to be a good machine shop, you have manual tools because people mess up.
Fair enough. So you mentioned that you work in the library. That library is in Pasco County.
Yeah, Pasco County, Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes? Okay. And that's where the team is based?
Yes. And then we were actually hoping with EMS, we've kind of made plans, they're not solid yet, that we might be able to move in there, a dedicated space in EMS.
Oh, wow.
And then we'd start working with them. We'd still be involved with the library.
Sure.
We'd do classes, teach people about 3D printers, Arduinos and stuff, and have meetings there. But we'd do most of our manufacturing and keep our tools there. And then we'd have more engineers to help us with the process.
Yeah, it would give you a wider, mentor skill set.
Yeah, because Joel's leaving us.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's still going to help us and stuff, but he'll be a bit away.
Okay. So, one of the originators.
Yeah.
And then, it would be good to have to move into a place with at least some mentor stability, to have those engineers from the company available to help out.
And I know that said that when you were a student that you wanted to continue and be a mentor. What do you think you've learned from being a mentor than from being a student?
Well, what I've definitely learned, this is the most important thing I've learned, is keep it simple. We always try to complicate it, do everything, whatever. We see, like, the big teams, like, Spam and Pink, and we're like, we want to do that. And I'm like, wait a minute, let's take baby steps. All the time when we're on the whiteboards and everything, writing everything out, we have all these big ideas. Mm-hmm. And then I'm over here on my little whiteboard, I'm just like, just do this. And everyone's like, no, go big or go home.
Oh, it's such human nature to be like, no, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
But then we go home with nothing. But, you know, we learned and we had fun. That is the best thing about FIRST.
So what you're saying is that go big or go home are not mutually exclusive. You can go big and go home.
But I've learned a lot. What I've been trying to do as a mentor is I want all the students, most of the mechanical engineers, but anyone that's willing, is to get a SolidWorks Associate's degree, the certification, before mm-hmm. they leave the team. And also with EMS, we've got this down. We want to do CNC training there, and we want to teach the kids how to use CNC and all the machines over there. And I've learned that through YouTube and just dedication, staying up all night doing that. And I've gone machine shops like Paul Markin.
Yeah.
he's taught me mostly everything I know, and that's a great shop to learn in.
Yeah, it is, because he's the kind of guy who is going to let you do something, unless it's, like, completely out of hand. He's the kind of guy who's going to let you do something when you're done and it doesn't work. So what did we learn?
No, he let me and Miller and Logan cat make her whole cat upside down. We kept sending him parts, and then at the end he's like, you guys know this is upside down, right?
See? So what did you learn? You got through the whole thing, and it's still not right. Let's talk about what went wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great mentor.
Yep.
I've also learned a lot of social skills, you know, how to talk to people, especially going in front of cameras, doing the interviews,
sure.
talking to businesses and everything, and also cooperation, and then gracious professionalism.
Yeah.
I think you can be a very intelligent person, and you won't be able to apply it without going into the real world, working with other people, because a lot of engineers work on projects and everything, and you won't be able to fully use all your skills without being able to work with a team and being, you know, having gracious professionalism and all that.
Sure, for sure. Oh. I'm still stuck on the upside down cat.
It's true, because he will let you.
So
we've done it before.
It's so fun. We've all been there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is really that one thing. So how is the team this year?
The team, they're kind of learning now, but they have more of an advantage than I did because it was our first year.
Yeah.
And they were with us while we're doing everything. So then now I feel like juniors and stuff will, like, take their place as leads as seniors and all of them go. And they're doing pretty good. And they're also at Sun Lake in the Robotics Academy, and they're learning from there.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to take all the mistakes that we did and stuff and tell them about it so they don't make it. So then we keep improving.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's no sense in continually making the same mistakes over and over again if there's the ability to pass that knowledge down without having to go through the annoyance of, nope, that will never work.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, we appreciate you coming and talking to us. You didn't get the opportunity to at the Orlando Regional because you ended up
with my team.
Yeah.
Having to mentor.
Yeah, I was just stuck in the pit.
doing the thing that you were there for. So I'm glad that we were able to make this work today.
All right, see you later, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.